Well, they're pretty good. This was not a surprise. I don't think what separates Boise from the rest of the teams in the league is just their 5 fifth-year seniors and 2 fourth-year seniors in their 8 and 9 man rotation. I think what separates them, what you saw this afternoon, was I thought our team did a great job on the big three. But they have the ability for their 6th, 7th, 8th man to throw up pretty big numbers and win games for them. And I thought that's what happened. I thought we talked about that for 2.5 days, 1.5 with Josh, 1.5 without. And we thought that gives us the best shot to win would be we've got to find a way to remove those three. And look, Lonnie Jackson had a sensational week performance. I think he was shooting 15% coming in. But you play percentages. I would mention 3:40 to go in the game. Again, it's a 4-point game with the top team in the league. I really think these guys are fun to coach. I hollered and screamed at them after the game because I said, look, man, I'm not a carpenter. I'm not here to build something for tomorrow. I don't talk about it. I can't stand people who talk about it. I think it's a lame excuse. I want to win. You want to win. So why are we trying to hide behind some we're going to be? And so I said, we can be better. We put ourselves in position 18 times to win against the best teams on our schedule. And you know what? Most coaches would agree with me. That's the determining. That's the litmus test. How are you going to compete against the best people on your schedule? And I'm proud of these guys. The media was mistaken today. They said I didn't have a comment on this situation. Trust me. If you know me at age 64, I got plenty of comments, and they're coming, and I will choose when they come. Anything else?
When did you find out that you were going to have Josh? How much time did you have?
Yesterday afternoon.
Did it come as a surprise later after you?
It came as a surprise. That it, trust me, I'm not a dumb guy. My wife will get a little upset because she doesn't want me getting fined, so I'm not going to get fined, but I got a day picked out.
You talk about Baldwin. You talked a lot about that. I thought in the first half, shooting well, I thought the Baldwin was pretty good. I know there were some turnovers, and in that last sequence when you were only down 4, did Baldwin kind of change?
Yeah, it's a good observation. I told the team at half, I said, the first 15 minutes, we had tremendous ball movement, and we were knocking in threes. That's why we had a 3-4-point lead. We didn't change. The guy had the ball. He looked right, not open. Looked left, not open. They changed their defense, and they really started to puff up, try to deny everything, and make us put it on the deck. And they did a good job of that, and they caused some problems. I thought we figured it out for a good piece of the second half. We got a little gassed, and we got to check the health tomorrow. I got some guys that really gave us one heck of an effort today. They've been on IVs. It's going around like wildfire. But you know what? They're not making excuses, and Papa Shy is not making any excuses.
Given the circumstances with, you know, probably be tough to learn that you don't have your best player so close to the game and the way they came out, you know, how proud of your team were you?
I've been proud of them since June. Nobody listens to me. I'm proud about a lot of things, but I'm not proud to lose to them in the last 3 minutes. I'm disappointed. And so this is not a surprise. The only people who are upset are people who only care about wins and losses. And that was how I was in my 30s and 40s. But you know what? There's a larger piece to this. The toughest thing in the world is to self-evaluate. Well, you got to know who you are and who they are every day. And yeah, that's what I love about these guys. And you have to know who you're not. And that's what I respect the most. But no, I'm not happy about losing. I thought for 36 minutes, we're bucking it all and we're ready to break through and win it. But we don't. We miss a couple free throws in that, I think it was 3.5 minute stretch that we could have cut it to 2 and 3 one time. But, you know, they're a good team. I don't want to take anything away from them. Plus, I like those guys. There's guys in the league I don't. I like those guys.
How is this health? I mean, what were you looking at going into this game with
not good.
Everyone went, but did anyone?
Yeah, not good. No, we've had some actually different things with different people at different times. You know, poor Turbo, he's waking up in the middle of the night, and this guy's got diarrhea, this guy's throwing up, this guy's got a fever, and this guy's got swollen glands and a sore throat. It goes around. We're not the only team. And like I said, guys, we'll do what we got to do, and I love you, and I know you're going to show up, and you're going to give them a heck of a game. But we're supposed to win.
Jason's went off earlier this year several times, had some big scoring, 25 career high. What did you think of his performance?
I just told the people on the radio, you know, I haven't figured out in 4 years what position the guy is. Is it a four, a two, a three? I know one thing. He's going to make life miserable for those guys, and he's going to make life better for us almost every night. You got to have a high level of respect for a guy like that. He's like that guy in baseball, could play like four different positions. They just bop him around every game. And he's become a really good silent leader by example.